This is Gulf Coast Live. I'm John Davis. Thanks for joining us. Southwest Florida is simply bursting with musical talent, and a little over a year ago, our team here at WGCU decided to bring back our Thursday Arts Edition segments, in part to showcase our region's diverse musical talent, as well as touring musicians who travel to our region to perform. In that spirit, today's show is a kind of music year in review, as we listen back to selections from some of our favorite live in-studio performances of 2018, as well as a look at what some of our favorite musical guests are up to now. Today's show is pre-taped, so we're not taking calls, but if you would like to chime in on any of the music, you can find us on social media. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. On Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And we'll kick off the show with a listen back to our segment with singer-songwriter Kate Scales, who exploded onto the local music scene after relocating to Southwest Florida from Pennsylvania. This is Kate performing an acoustic version of her song Daughter of the Devil, which is available on her debut EP Ready For Me. In this performance, she's accompanied by fellow musician and recording producer Caleb Neff.
I woke up, yeah, I was sweating from my head to my toes. Had a dream so real, my heart was pounding and oh, fear was rushing over me, adrenaline too. Devil was there, yes, he was in my room, my the ground started shaking, shook me out of my bed. Was this really real or was this all in my head? Shut my eyes so tight, I felt his breath on my face. Said you're coming with me, I'll take you from this place. Do you know who I am? The devil's pride and joy. I sold in my soul in exchange for this voice. All the way to hell. He looked into my soul and found my deepest desire. Poured the rest of me into his leg of fire. When I rose from the flames, began to sing my song. Devil clapped his hands and then he sang along. He said,
sing for me, baby.
Hey, I'm not. Devil gave me the power, you can't hurt me no more. Gonna sing all the way to the top of this world. And I'll never forget the day we made our deal. Don't you try me now, boy, I got no soul to steal.
That was Kate Scales and Caleb Neff performing Kate's song, Daughter of the Devil. A full band recording of that song is available on her debut EP, Ready For Me. And the Kate Scales band continues to perform prolifically around Southwest Florida, including an upcoming performance at the Buddha Rock Club in Fort Myers on January 15th. You can see all the band's upcoming shows on their Facebook page, Kate Scales Band. And Kate's EP was produced at Juniper Recording in Cape Coral, which is owned by Caleb Neff. Neff is also the lead singer of the band Rosaline, and incidentally, we're already working to feature him on an upcoming edition of the show. Our next music selection from the past year comes from our conversation with Cape Coral-based singer-songwriter and guitarist Bill Metz, who's known for his distinctive fingerstyle, Americana roots, folk, and blues music. Metz is also co-founder of the Southwest Florida-based organization Hope by Song. The next selection begins with a little story from Bill.
I lost a friend back in 2011, and it was a new friend, relatively new friend. I met him in like 2005. Should I say his name? His name is Tommy Powell. He lived 77 years right here in Fort Myers. But anyway, when he passed away, I really wanted to play with him. I really wanted to play music with him. I loved who he was, and I just felt like I didn't get enough time. So I got angry, I guess, and I wanted to ask death some questions. So the song was came as a result of I'm saying, well, what would my questions be, and what might death's answers be? So that's what this is. It was a hot summer day on a long dusty road. I was on the way to see my daddy. He lived all alone down on Purgatory Road since the day that my mama passed away. Something seems amiss. I can't tell what it is, but the chill in this hot summer air don't seem right. So I turn around to see what the trouble might be. I find myself staring death right in the eye. Her eyes burned like fire, voice like a cool mountain stream, and the air smelled of sweet fertile ground. I fell down on my knees, I gave out a primal scream, 'cause I know that's where my body's bound. There was nowhere to hide. Why me? Why now? I cried. I want to say I love you to my children one time more. Let me do one more good deed, or maybe just plant a seed before you leave me all alone at death's door. She said, I know that you think that I am evil, and you don't understand the things that I do. But of this have no doubt, it ain't me you need worry about. It's time and it's fate coming to get you. Then she said, honey, don't you worry now. Your time here is not yet done. I can't say more than that, but this I will confide. Oh, then that woman death leaned in close. I could feel her breath. She said, fear is your enemy. Let love be your guide. Let love be your guide. Then she touched me. It was not cold like I thought it would be, but filled me with a peace of mind I couldn't believe. I closed my eyes, took in the feeling. The whole world started reeling. When I opened my eyes, it was a cool summer's eve. My mind was all hazy. I thought I was going crazy. I ran to my daddy's house filled with an unexplainable joy. There he was, standing at the door, and he said, boy, what you so late for? I cried on my daddy's shoulder like a little boy. Lord knows that I don't know when I will find myself naked and alone at death's door. Oh, but this I can say, since my talk with death that day, I am not afraid anymore. I'm not afraid anymore. I am not afraid anymore. love as my guide, the good Lord at my side. I am not afraid anymore.
That was a selection from our show this past fall with local musician Bill Metz performing his song, A Conversation with Death. Listeners can catch his regular performances at the Three Fishermen Restaurant in North Fort Myers. Our next Music Year in Review performance comes from Atlanta-based pianist and vocalist Dara Carter. Carter also performs with the all-black woman rock band The Tulips, who were featured on our show this past spring. This live in-studio selection includes Dara performing her original song, Control.
Songs of silent truth live inside of you. Tell me what it is, but don't look me in my eyes. Oh, I cannot believe I'm thinking about the days. Oh, I'm so ashamed. Don't you look me in my eyes. Oh, I am not the one to do this. What is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? I'm sorry. Sorry, sorry, oh. 'Cause I cannot forget the feeling, but I know that I must. It expired for us. I need you out my head, but your heart still reigns over a piece of me, and I cannot control it. Control it, and I cannot control it, and I cannot control it. I've been living free, so happy to be me. I don't need this burden, get up off my shoulders, 'cause I'd be better off if I didn't know. Be better off if you would just get up off my shoulders, 'cause I am not the one to do this. What is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? I'm sorry. 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 Oh. 'Cause I cannot forget the feeling. It expired for us. I need you out my head, but your heart still reigns over a piece of me, and I cannot control it. I cannot control it. Long nights, long nights, long nights, and even longer days, I stayed up thinking. It's crazy, so long, so long, so long. It was so long ago. Why am I thinking of you? It's crazy, long nights, long nights, long nights, and even longer days. I stayed up thinking of you. It's crazy, so long, so long, so long. It was so long ago.
That was Atlanta-based musician Dara Carter performing her song Control. You can check out her endeavors in music, philanthropy, modeling, and much more at daracarter.com. Our next Gulf Coast Live Year in Review music selection comes from local singer-songwriter Kiki Lane, who joined us along with her son, fellow musician and visual artist Duke Stamina. This selection begins with a heartfelt story explaining what motivated Kiki to write her song, Once There Was. Let's take a listen. Kiki, again, just tell us the title and give us a little bit of an introduction.
Okay, this is called Once There Was, and this has to do with, in the age I grew up as a transgender person, back in 1951, things were a lot different than they are now.
Sure, sure.
So it's just basically it's something that's important. There was the Sanchez girl 3 years ago. She was brutally murdered.
You're talking about the woman killed. Here in Fort Myers?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yasmin. And that kind of struck deep. I was in Portland, Oregon at the time. And it was just not that I knew her that well. I'd seen her around in the club scenes and stuff. But it touched me because it was so heinous and wrong that there's that much hate still in the world. And this is just about that, basically.
Okay.
Now they all fall down, murdered one in 12, some never found. Once there was a little girl, she was stuck inside a boy. Things are different than you see. Christine came out in 53. A story shielded from young eyes. Then pawned off as commie lies. Dare not say she's just like me. The fear, the lobotomy, hit the ground. Under desk we duck and cover should hell rain down. Close your eyes so the flash of light from the bomb won't steal your sight. How they die. Every 29 hours one dead. Is you a woman or a man? Shot and slashed. They're beaten, raped, and burned by the side of the trash. And a cry for a piece of humanity or sanity to fall from the sky. Now they all fall down, murdered one in 12 and some never found. There was a time not once there was a little boy, sorry, who was trapped inside a girl, not believing it could be, enslaved in mediocrity, braids and dresses to the knee. Still his hunger to be free. Another lost within a shell, tormented by this special hell. Hit the ground. Under desk we duck and cover should hell rain down. Close your eyes so the flash of light from the bomb won't steal your sight. How they die. Every 29 hours, one dead. Is you a woman or a man?
shot and splashed. They're beaten, raped, and burned by the side of the trash. And a cry for a piece of humanity or sanity to fall from the sky. Now they all fall down. Murdered one in 12, some never found. There was a time not long ago, some had to hide and never show. Oh, it was scorn to be like them. Not girls with girls or men with men. Nor to share the love they had. Yet ridiculed and marked as bad. And why this dream some could not see. Same-sex marriage come to be. Hit the ground. Under desk, plead, duck, and cover, should hell rain down. Close your eyes so the flash of light from the bomb won't steal your sight. How they die. Every 29 hours, one dead is you, a woman or a man. Shot and slashed. They've been beaten, raped, and burned by the side of the trash. And a cry for a piece of humanity or sanity to fall from the sky. Now they all fall. There was
Wow. That was Southwest Florida-based singer-songwriter Kiki Lane performing her song Once There Was with vocal harmony provided by her son, fellow artist Duke Stamina. Kiki continues to perform regularly at venues in the area, including Rascals in Fort Myers and at Cruiser's Lounge in Cape Coral. Duke also performs at venues throughout the region and continues to develop his talents in the visual arts. He's well on his way to becoming a tattoo artist as well. For our next musical year in review selection, we go back to our studio time with violinist Anton Miller and violist Rita Porfiris. They were featured artists during last year's American Virtuosi Concert and Gala at the Sydney and Byrne Davis Arts Center in downtown Fort Myers. That was violinist Anton Miller and violist Rita Porfiris in our studios this past spring. The pair came to Southwest Florida to perform as featured artists at the Sydney and Burn Davis Arts Center's American Virtuosi Concert. And listeners can look forward to hearing more artists from the Arts Center's Chamber Music Concert Series coming up this spring as well. If you're just joining the show today, we're listening back to some of the great live music performed on the show and performed in our studios over the past year or so. We're now taking calls, but you can connect with us on Facebook. We're at WGCU Public Media. On Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. Our next selection from this past year comes from our segment with Fort Myers singer, songwriter, and guitarist Kyle Ann Duggan. This is an acoustic version of her song, Two Damn Years, performed live in studio.
You said, stars above me, you're so lovely. Feel the blood rush up to my cheeks. Small talking, now you walking. The heart is willing, but the game is weak. Heavy shower, do I even bother? Can't you see that you've already got her? Pleased to meet ya, wanna see ya in my bed when the moon hangs low. Hey, mister, wanna kiss ya? It ain't a race at this pace. It'll take you two damn years to start up in the gears to make me a lady. So make me a lady. Come and get me. Come and get me. I keep drinking, hope sinking to the bottom of a two-buck view. Walk over, tap your shoulder. What do you say? Let's get out of here. Awkward silence, big as a crater. But if you read my mind, I can show you later. Pleased to meet ya, wanna see ya in my bed when the moon hangs low. Hey, mister, wanna kiss ya? It ain't a race at this pace. It'll take you two damn years to start up in the gears to make me a lady. So make me a lady. Come and get me. You think I'm clever, I can't seem to word it better. It's the way you make me feel. My tongue is tied like these feelings inside, but I guess it makes it real. But I guess it makes it real. You said, stars above me, you're so lovely. Can I buy you a drink or three? I'm sick of starving, you got me falling. What do you say? Let's get out of here. Whoa, 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 pleased to meet ya. Wanna see ya in my bed when the moon hangs low. Hey, mister, wanna kiss ya? It ain't a race at this pace. It'll take you two damn years to start up in the gears to make me a lady. So make me a lady. Oh, make me a lady. Oh, make me a lady. Come and get me.
That was Fort Myers singer-songwriter Kyle Ann Duggan performing her song Two Damn Years. Since appearing on our show, Kyle Ann has had a big year, including winning the grand prize at the Sydney and Burn Davis Arts Center's second annual summer songwriting contest, starting a new podcast, Shelby, putting together her own band and recording with them, and leaving her day job to pursue music full-time. Her album, The Florida EP, is available through Spotify and iTunes, and you can check out the Kyoland Band performing next at Nice Guys in Cape Coral on January 13th. Our next selection comes from another Fort Myers-based singer-songwriter, guitarist, and vocal powerhouse who's also recently left her day job to pursue music full-time, Claire Liparulo. Claire is perhaps best known as the frontwoman for the reggae, soul, and ska band The Free Coasters, but more recently she's been setting out with more solo shows in the region. Here's a performance of Claire on one of her newest songs called Too Young.
Now.
That was singer, songwriter, guitarist Claire Liparulo performing her song Too Young. You can follow her on Facebook for updates on her latest solo performances, and you can check her out performing with the Free Coasters tomorrow night at Pointy Bell Brewing Company in Fort Myers. For the next selection in our Music Year in Review, we'll hear from Naples-based singer-songwriter Emma Arnold. Emma may be young, but performs with grace, virtuosity, and the spirit of an old soul. She joined us this past summer ahead of her performance at the second annual Sounds of Summer concert series, also at the Sydney and Byrne Davis Arts Center. This is Arnold performing House of Cards.
Of my mistakes again, addictive purse. Now, baby, I'm a moth gone to the light. Baby, I'm a arsonist to fire. And my life is like a house of cards. You pull one out, and the whole falls apart, and now I have to restart, and all my puzzle pieces have been lost again, and the couch cushions and the people are looking around, saying, well, hell, this ain't the lost and found, and all my secrets are drifting away. Walls of paper couldn't convince them to stay. And my life is like a house of cards. You pull one out and the whole thing falls apart. And now I have to restart. Struck the match and now the whole thing has burned down in flames. And now me and my house of cards are lying. Me and my house of cards are the ones to blame.
That was Naples-based singer-songwriter Emma Arnold performing House of Cards, and Emma will actually be performing tonight as the featured artist at Caloosahatchee Jacks in Fort Myers. We'll now hear from another local female singer-songwriter, Sheena Brooke. She performs prolifically at venues throughout Southwest Florida, and her passionate fans were thrilled to get to watch her compete in the 12th season of NBC's The Voice. Last year, she dropped her first EP. Here's Sheena performing her song, Lime in My Whiskey.
Oh, order me a whiskey on the rocks with a squeeze of lime. And she says that's not the way that you're supposed to drink that liquor down. Bartender poured me one more shot, shook her head, I said thanks a lot. But a little lime is not the only thing that I shouldn't be doing now. How about you tell me about the things that's driving you crazy? Sitting around all day doing the things that you should. Now maybe I wanna join you, put a little lime in my whiskey, do something I never done, come on, lean on over that bar and kiss me, kiss me, yeah. I laid the charm on pretty thick, now I'm on the dance floor licking my lips. She's got her eyes closed and her hands all in her hair. My heart beats faster than the song as we sway in time. My hands are on her hips, she leans in close and whispers right into my ear. How about you tell me about the things that's driving you crazy? sitting around all day doing the things that you should. Now maybe you wanna join me, put a little lime in your whiskey, do something you never done. Come on, leave with me now while I'm still a little tipsy. I love going against the grain, holding on to someone while we let go of the day. Oh, how about you tell me about the things that's driving you crazy, sitting around all day doing the things that you should. Now maybe you wanna join me, put a little lime in your whiskey, do something you never done. Come on, lean on over that bar and kiss me. Kiss me, yeah. Baby, just kiss me.
That was Fort Myers Beach-based country music singer-songwriter Sheena Brooke performing her song Lime in My Whiskey. You can follow Sheena on Facebook or at SheenaBrooke.com. That's Brooke without an E. For our next music review selection, we turn to the string band Swanee Swing Saloon. Back in March, they transformed our performance studio into a Western swing revival. At the time, the band consisted of Hunter Dahlin, Catherine Fox, Jonathan Ingram, and Robert Kissinger. Here's the band performing a cover of the classic song On the Sunny Side of the Street.
One, two, one, two, three, four. Your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. For life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be complete on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with them blues on parade. But I'm not afraid because this rover crossed over and I never had a cent. I'd be rich as Rockefeller, gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. doorstep. Well, life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-pat and that happy tune is your step? Life can be complete on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with them blues on parade, and now I'm not afraid, 'cause this rover crossed over. And if I never had a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller, with gold dust at my feet on the sunny side. Sunny side, the sunny side of the street.
That was a selection from our segment this past year with the string band Swanee Swing Saloon performing on the sunny side of the street. You can check out their upcoming performances in the area by following them on Facebook or at swanneeswingsaloon.com. And for our last selection today, we dip back to the end of 2017 when WGCU first brought back the Thursday Arts Edition segments to the show with the swamp rock music of the Good Bad Kids. The duo consists of Matthew McWaters on vocals and guitar and Nicole DiAgostino on vocals, percussion, and ukulele. Here's the Good Bad Kids performing their song, Still It Insists.
Someone sitting on my shoulder, their mouth is running like a motor. Is it the devil, or is my mind unwound? My hands, they tremble, but can't ignore the sound.
I'm
That was The Good Bad Kids, Matt McWaters, and Nikki D'Agostino. Since appearing on our show, they've expanded their fan base with a move to Asheville, North Carolina, though they do perform back here in Southwest Florida from time to time. Check them out at thegoodbadkids.com, and their music is available on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, and CD Baby. That's all the time we've got for today's show. Thanks to all the musicians who provided us with the music we've been hearing today. Kate Scales, Caleb Neff, Bill Metz, Dara Carter, Kiki Lane, Duke Stamina, Anton Miller, Rita Porphyrus, Kyle Ann Duggan, Claire Liparulo, Emma Arnold, Sheena Brooke, Hunter Dahlin, Catherine Fox, Jonathan Ingram, Robert Kissinger, Matt McWaters, and Nikki D'Agostino. Our show today was produced by Mike Canary and myself. Our director is Richard Cinqui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm John Davis. This is WGCU-FM, Fort Myers, 90.1, WMKO, Marco Island, 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.